All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hey everybody, welcome to Three Fat Truckers, episode 91. Get a hold of us, email the show, show@3ftpodcast.org, hit us up on Facebook, we're on some of the other socials as well. You can even comment directly on the website, it's just 3ftpodcast.org, but mostly Facebook, I think, is probably the best way to get it to us right away. That seems to be where the show lives. Show notes will be linked in the show's description. As I said, this is episode 91. We're your hosts. I'm Bill.
And that's your buddy, Dave.
This is Malia.
And Steve, good day. Enjoy the show, everyone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Episode 91, we're getting closer and closer and closer to episode 100.
And, that'll be at the Matt show this year.
Yeah.
No, on it? Well, no, it's a couple weeks past.
Oh.
I mean, figuring once, and yeah, we was already
don't
past
pop my
then.
Bubble.
Pop well, bubble. What do you, I want to pop your bubble.
What do you think you're going to want to do for the 100th show?
Well, right here, as I read the email that Matt sent us, since we're going to be there, and when are we going to be there, Bill?
That would be March 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Expo Center in Louisville, Kentucky. And of course,
Kentucky,
he's talking about
here
the.
We come.
Oh, we're looking.
And
we'll be in the south wing, and our booth is
38054.
That's right.
Boom, bada boom.
And, well, and our friends at Clean Fire are at 13080. Check them out too while you're there.
Yeah.
And then I'm sitting here reading an email which Steve brought up, and that is the 27 are having a free craft beer tasting located at
Big
the
mistake.
I know it, but if
I'm you sure need, you're going to get it with so many tickets,
you got to go to booth 37301 or 18068.
Giving truckers free beer.
I'm just saying,
what a mistake.
We don't know how to act when we're stone sober, let alone
stone sober.
I said stone sober, not okay. Stone.
I'm saying it's called the Matt 2025 hashtag craft beer.
Yay.
It's on the 27th only.
Steve, are
That'll
you on the
Thursday.
Way down, or how close do you live to this thing?
He's got
to
go up.
He's got to go up, not down.
He got to come up a couple hours.
It's like 3.5 hours for me.
I'm going to need you to
so
come
so I can't
doing
come
that.
Sit on your porch? I was wanting you, to sit on your porch
you
on
could.
My way down.
It's probably not going to be warm yet.
I'm going to need
I
you to
care.
Keep doing this when you're talking about sitting on his porch.
Oh, I was adjusting it.
What I was bringing up, Dave, like, for our 100th show, we need to do something far as maybe a listener.
Well, why don't we do a call-in
gift
on
bag?
Show?
Well, yeah, but we need to do
I
like
can
a
set
listener
the
gift bag
and,
with some
and we
shirts,
can do it.
Hats, some merch. You know,
we can do that.
Oh, my speaking.
You know what? You know what?
Make it like a not really a contest, but
no. Here's what we do:
a drawing or something, or
here's what we do. We bring up, you have to answer trivia questions that we've talked about on the show. We'll take call-ins, and who gets the most right, we'll give them a prize.
One of the questions better be about when I shower.
That's
hot
true.
Showers at random.
Because that was brought up in one of the shows.
That better be. When does Malia shower?
We need to get that figured out before we get to the 100th so we can get it all.
If that shower question is in there and you don't get it, you're not listening to the show. That's all I got to say about that.
Speaking of gift bags, boys, I have one here for all of you.
Oh, look at
massage
this.
Massage experience out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. Gave you guys a bag.
Massage
got directions
experience.
On the back. What
it
to
tells
do
you how
in
to
the
massage?
Where's the happy ending note?
Right on the back of the bag.
Oh, it's on the instructions.
The note says, don't get it in your eye. You'll
a
get
a goodie bag full of nutritional things for you guys. Because you're gonna,
look at this.
You're driving on the road. So it tells you how to use each thing. It's got some powder in here to throw in your water, I assume. Read the directions. Don't take my word for it. There's a fun all little patch. Fails. There's a fun little patch. You get to.
Oh, I thought those were condoms.
No, patches. Patches, boys. Patches. But anyway, oh, bunch of stuff in here. Nutritional things, because you're on the road. She thought of you.
And who would be kind enough to give us these fine items so when we're out on the road?
Massage experience. Gina out of massage experience right here.
Very cool.
Yep, Fort Wayne. She has a salt room, if you guys ever want to check it out. She can also unclog you. Like, she has little poop
Prove
things.
Prove it.
Like, yeah. And if you really want someone to come on and talk about your bathroom experience, boys, it would be Gina. She'll come on and talk about all that stuff
them
with you.
I keep seeing them videos of the people show. Colonics.
It would. And she's got little poop emoji things she can...
she got the machine that hooks up to you like you see in them colonics where you see the stuff coming out of the tube?
All I know is she can hook you guys up and unclog you. Like,
you know, Elvis died.
Did you run it right?
There's that chewing gum I swallowed when I was 9 years old.
That's why Elvis had so many peanut butter banana sandwiches.
You sit on that bucket unless you're really.
That's true, Bill. You won't have to be totally naked.
Yeah, she's got a really cool place here.
I choose to be totally naked, Dave.
Does she do the salt cleansings in the salt mine in Pennsylvania where they keep all her records?
I don't know.
Oh, don't do this.
I just know she's got a really cool salt room. I'd sit in it with you guys.
Trust me, you're part of us. You're going to sit in all the shit we were into.
Noelle, I would not do the unclogging thing with you. I would sit in the salt room and wait for you.
Oh,
I want to go to one of the bourbon saunas.
So you guys might come out a little lighter. You might come out a little lighter.
You want the bourbon enema? We'll put it in the backside.
That goes directly into your bloodstream, dude.
Yeah, we're not in college.
Yep, you can even get that thing where
what are you doing? Butt chugging
and all that stuff comes out of our feet. You can do that too.
Yeah, it takes all the black out of my socks.
I'll do that with you guys.
Yeah. There you go. Can we get our nails done?
More done.
By the way, I haven't had a good pedicure in a while, so.
Let's see my.
Let me ask these two boys down there.
Petty is great.
Either one of you ever had one?
Oh yeah,
pedicure. Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I don't understand why they want to
on your feet and wrap them up in the hot.
I had to argue with the lady. She kept saying, "You pick color." I said, "No color. You pick color.
You want flower? You want flower?"
She go. She go. We go clear. I said, "Clear will work."
She didn't say clear. She said queer.
Well, the other. All I know is I don't get why they have to scrub my feet. She scrubbed with that little rock so long, and she had a pile there. She goes, "You'll be inch shorter when I'm done."
Puma stone.
Inch shorter.
Inch shorter.
I've been dealing.
Freaks me out seeing all my skin. I'm like,
really?
It's kind of creepy. They're just shave you. You're like, I know. And you can't feel it.
Weird. Whoa.
Well, you ain't doing it right if you can't feel it.
What?
I can't feel him shaving that skin off my heel.
But yet, every time you touch your foot, you about freak out because you're funny. Ticklish.
Mm-hmm. I had a corn on my foot that I've been dealing with for like 10 years.
Take it out of your boot. You won't have it.
I've had a pee on mine.
And she started shaving away at that corn, and it was when you've been dealing with that for 10 years, and then all of a sudden it's gone. That was a fantastic experience.
Did you have to pee on your foot because you stepped on one of those the little clear things in the ocean?
What are you talking about?
Oh man, I have a keychain. I just beat my grandma.
Jellyfish, yeah. You gotta.
Does that work? Just peeing on it?
Yes, you have to. That is how you
can. There was a reel on Facebook.
I just gave my grandma
with this guy on the beach that had on a white tank top, like from Baywatch with the red cross on it. And it says piss boy on the bottom. Running around pissing on people.
Jellyfish, they put the flags out. Oh, jellyfishes are bad. Everybody get ready to pee. Drink your beer.
Huh.
I gave my grandma a keychain that said I would totally pee on you if you got stung by a jellyfish. I like you that much.
No, I like the one I sent to my kids where it says, "I'd fight a bear for you." Well, maybe not a polar bear or a grizzly bear, but a gummy bear, that son of a bitch is.
He's going to eat that up as long as it's only like 5 milligrams.
Hell, I don't know. 10, 20,
what, you don't know what's in them gummy bears these days.
I thought big guys that were gay were called bears. Aren't they a bear?
So, are they called that?
I'm a big
guy. I'm hearing.
Yes, we're actually very popular with the bears.
Let's ask Bill's buddy. I'm sure he's listening.
Who, Bert?
Nope.
I heard a train whistle.
Star Child.
That's his friend's name, Star.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Oh, what's the O, like you forgot?
Well, because I've got a few Steve, gay friends.
Hey, Steve, how's that son doing?
Well, that's that completely changed your, yeah.
Lighten up your life.
Over. It's just
perfect
going behind
weather
a mountain
on your
here.
Porch. And
we need to buy him a curtain.
We do.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get into this article, shall we?
And I wonder if it's read not it by Ashley. I'm sort of jealous. This Wimberly's cutting into her time.
What are you reading?
You want to read
show
it?
Note.
You want to take it?
It's she has to get it. Come on now.
The trailer slowly pile up.
Yeah.
And slippery. So they wiggled their, they couldn't straighten out
a
their
wiggle
wriggle.
In a walk, a giggle
well,
in a talk.
We got a video to go with this, so this will be interesting.
Well, why don't we just play the video and talk about it?
Well.
You want to read it?
So Malia,
yeah, go ahead and read it, and then we'll.
Okay. Get your glasses on, Granny.
All right. So CDL Life, it's published February 21st, 2025 by Wimberly Patton. Watch this line of tractor trailers slowly pile up in the slippery, slowed traffic. All right, you got to read the same thing. Watch this line of tractor trailers slowly slide into each other on a slippery highway in Arkansas. Your truck wants to take that deal. The traffic cam footage, what your truck wants you to take that deal. Are you guys put that in there on purpose so I'd read it?
No, that's exactly why they wrote it. I don't change it.
Wimberly,
your
you're
truck
fired.
Wants to take the
yeah.
The traffic cam, I thought I read it wrong. The traffic cam footage was recorded on February 19th at 1:30 in the morning on Interstate 40 at mile marker 160.1 in North Little Rock, Arkansas.
Me and Bill go by there about weekly.
We might have been in
Arkansas
sorry that day.
I'm sorry for
you. No, you guys were rude and didn't stop and help. I see how you
nope.
are.
Nope, fast asleep by that time.
Yeah, so was I.
In the video, you can see traffic stopping up ahead, causing a line of tractor trailers to slow and stop. A number of semi-trucks are able to stop successfully, but as the line piles up, some drivers eventually lose control. The semi-trucks then start nearly slow motion, slippery pile up, until the line of rigs stretches back so far that it is out of view of the traffic cam. One driver even bravely exits his truck and stands in the road like a dummy. Watch the slippery situation below.
And Dave is, again, you're going to want to go to the YouTube for this one, folks. I apologize.
Well, there's apology a link in the show note, too.
Well, Dave, I'm usually over at the TA parking lot walking around the barbecue man's trailer getting barbecue.
Oh, this ain't going to be good. This ain't going to be
so
good.
So all the red lights and no one knows they got to slow down.
That ain't going to be good. That one ain't going to be good. That ain't. That
yay, that's so, look at
I
that.
I think I'm
going
to go
turn
the other
around
way.
He's like turns around.
Jackknifed her right now.
The funny part about it is.
Uh-oh.
Well, that ain't bobtail. It's a short trailer. Wow. Get over there.
Oh, I
would,
he hit both
I would aim for all those signs and try taking them all out. Ding,
bam.
Ding,
ding.
Now it ain't over
I'd
with.
I'd go around
boys
it all.
It ain't over with. Keep on
it ain't over with.
Oh, it's
wow
about to get real ugly.
That's ridiculous.
It ain't over with. And it amazes me. It amazes me, even though you'll see a cop come up here in a minute. That's a cop on the other side. And he'll stop, but it takes a couple seconds here, and I can't believe how close these guys all are driving.
At least
together
they all put their four ways on after that.
I just can't believe this guy gets out of his truck. When
say no,
well,
there's
no way.
Well, hell,
now watch. Never. They're getting out, and they're going to start running across the median. See him out walking around?
I would be in my truck. I would not.
Oh, no. No, no, no. Yeah. Get the hell out of the way. Go,
now he's
go,
going
go,
over
go
to talk to the cop.
I'd get the hell out of the way because somebody else is coming.
Well, I mean, luckily enough, it isn't real bad after this, but it's surprising what happens yet. So,
Yeah. Here it comes.
Aiming right for his door.
And it's FedEx. So we already know.
Set of doubles. There we go.
Oh, they're all coming now. Look how many.
Oh, it makes you good. A radio podcast sound only, but.
Wiggle, wiggle.
We're watching the video that Dave
has. Oh, man, FedEx.
He got her stopped. He didn't.
FedEx pulled that off like a champ, dude. I got to take back some of the nasty shit.
Now, here comes a cop right up there on the bottom side, too. And this other guy's
like, all right. Look at the brown streak behind the FedEx. I thought he was hauling manure.
Wow. It could be. Hey, this is what you get if you want two-day delivery. You're going to have to deal with this.
So, the moral of this story, folks, sleep at night.
When it's icy out, take it off the road. And they just keep creeping up here. And I'm like, come on, people. Why ain't nobody stopping yet? And I'm like,
I'd have tried to get stopped way back from it.
Yeah.
We're the next idiot coming.
Well, wait. You see that everybody's kind of on to the right. The left side's coming up here, so.
Yeah, you see them still coming in the corner here.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, why are they on top of each other? Because all it takes is
it works.
The fourth guy to hit, and then into each other.
Domino, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, my gosh.
So this doesn't look bad. It looks like every one of these vehicles could back out of it and drive away.
Except for that one, yeah.
Except for that one that piled in. But he might still be even able to. Not go very far, but at least drive away.
It looks like we're pretty settled now, and there's still more coming. They're going to go on the inside over there.
Well, of course there are. All the stop or all the red lights and everybody piled up didn't tell anybody anything.
So,
wow.
Yeah. Anyway, like I said,
so this is
it's winter time, folks. You got to be prepared.
Go follow the link in the show notes.
See the one over here? He's like going off into the. The guy in the middle isn't safe. He's about to get hit with the truck.
There's another whole line of trucks coming yet. So and I'm like, what are they doing? Come on.
They're driving around.
We got places to go. Get the hell out of the way.
We're driving around.
It's the ones like this, Dave and Bill and Malia, when you see they're in a straight line and that one hits in the back and, you know, accordions all together. Mm-hmm. And you see the truck, one semi just... If you were still in it, you're dead because it's totally up underneath the DOT bumper. That much force to smash one hard. I think I would get out of my truck just in case of that type of scenario.
So what's that truck underneath the 65 mile an hour sign still moving for? You can't go nowhere. Stop. So
he wants to drive around.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, follow the link in the show notes, folks, to see the video we were talking about, or go check out the...
Bring your CBs on, drivers. Listen
go
to
check
CBs.
Out the...
warn people. Come
what
on.
Are CBs?
Is my microphone working?
Yeah,
go check out the YouTube for this episode.
Oh, we can
episode.
Hear you, Breakfast Bill. We're just ignoring you.
Yeah, I can tell.
We're collective hearing.
But no, the vast
There's
majority...
There's a link in the show notes.
He's like, am I here? Anybody hear me?
The vast majority of us are on the audio only version of the show. But there is if you didn't know, there is a YouTube version of the show. And
that was a pretty good video.
That you can see with your eyes. It's visual, guys. Visual.
Yeah.
And check it out and like us and subscribe.
And share
us. Hit Malia's bells and whistles so we can get lots of people to come to our YouTube channel.
What are you saying? I like to be shared.
I don't care as much about the YouTube.
I know you don't. You're an audio guy.
Well, I'm a podcast guy, honestly. Well, I never really wanted to be a YouTuber, but nowadays I suppose
it's part of the territory.
It's if you don't exist everywhere, you don't exist anywhere. So
that's true.
Yeah, go check that out, folks, because that was actually it was a traffic cam footage is what it was. I've seen a lot worse.
Yeah,
we all
were there. My biggest surprise was on that video was how fast the cops were there. Because normally,
he was
found.
One on each side of the highway too.
Yeah,
and he's down there. He's down there where he could still get hit. So I mean, he can come up here and start to go.
Yeah, he driving right up there on the shoulder like that. He caused it.
He caused it. He was in the middle, and everybody hit the panic button. because who's driving that time of night? It's everybody that's...
It's the wiggle wagons.
Yeah, it's the line
haulers. Yeah, CLTLs, lines, all day cabins. Yep.
When I was younger, I used to like driving at night because it used to be less traffic and a little bit more relaxing. I just can't do it anymore.
He could take them little white pills in and go all day. And,
why? We would think it's a full moon at night when you're going stopping for your potty break. We'd be like, wow, look at the full moon.
Oh, no, there was no stopping then. You just pull the jug and keep it rolling.
Pulls everything down. And
that I do still do.
Yeah, giving us the full moon.
That is true. But,
I'm not saying I've never
see it at night.
Driven
see,
with no you're pants white. On.
We would see that on camera. It's like...
Well, never did that in a GMC cab over Astro. Because you can see your junk when you're driving that truck.
And then my question is your butt
You were
hairy?
On full display.
Is your rear hairy? Do you got gray hair on your rear?
I don't know.
Does it turn gray?
We'll have to let you know.
He ain't seen backside of him in forever. Remember them old look at Steve.
I know, he's like.
I wasn't paying attention for a few seconds.
I know, that's what you get.
I'm trying to figure out how the hell we got to this.
Gray hair on your butt? You never had gray hair on your butt? Come on.
Talking about him driving at night and giving the full moon, and then it made me think, wait, he's hairy and he's gray.
Looks like a half-pressed ham on a window.
That would really stand out is a full moon, wouldn't it? Just like.
Well, let's get our little break in here.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and take a break. When we come back, Dave's or Steve, whoever, I don't fucking know.
You sound anymore. Like my dad. Steve, Dave, damn it, whoever you are, come here.
Yeah. Steve's got his bit. When we get back, we'll be right back, folks.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
And back to live action. I love saying that.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Mike. Why don't you come say hi, buddy?
He can't hear us.
He can, too.
Anyway, what you got going on, Steve? Steve, I do believe.
He's Googling. He's a Googling.
He's asking Google if his butt hair turns gray.
Hey.
Yeah.
He's like, is it gray? Is it
it's actually green.
He's like,
I didn't do it. I thought I figured it out.
Anyway. Yeah.
Hold on.
To what?
Hold on.
So, Malia, I hear you had a good week. How was your big ball you had last week that you got to go to dressed all up? Yeah, did you have fun at your fundraiser?
I'm gonna have to post pictures of it. Like I partied today.
Okay, yeah. Why don't you do that afterwards?
I forgot to post pictures. I'll have to post them.
Everybody, send us a picture of your balls. Show it.
No, it's a gala. Ball. It's a gala.
Oh my gosh!
You went to a ball?
A fundraiser.
A fundraiser.
Oh.
Fundraiser gala.
Well, somebody's having fun raising it, but
yeah. I have to. No hat. All dressed up, cocktail dress.
Well, I've seen the but last
I didn't
thing
go
you
with
went to.
Black.
The last thing you went to, you posted some pictures there where you had your hair done and curls and.
Well, because people don't think I do it, so when I do it, when I do it,
do it?
I don't do it. Someone else does it for me.
Yeah,
I pay a lady.
How you tomboys are.
I pay someone to paint my nails.
Talk about before
I don't
she
know,
came
but
along.
I pay them.
I pay someone to do my hair. And
get
so
your minds out of the gutter, boys.
When I get ready to go to an event,
I'll tell you right now.
So I text the Edge and I say, hey, can you get me in? And then they say, yeah. And then I say yes to the event.
Okay, Mr. Green Jeans, let's hear about St. Patty's Day. Hello? Malia?
Are they frozen?
Froze for a second, didn't
they? Everybody froze. Bill's froze now, isn't he?
Hello?
I thought they were messing with us.
Hey, so did I.
This is sort of long, but we'll just hit some highlights of it. But hey.
Oh, look at him. He's so cute.
He's frozen. I got you.
No, you didn't.
Nothing gets past you, does it, Steve?
No, sir.
Sharp as a tack.
Man, you were so cute,
sharp
frozen.
As a butter knife.
Nothing better than dead air on a podcast.
I know. This is a shitty one right here, folks. I apologize to you guys.
This one here might be just...
That's funny you say that. We started
it
at
2 weeks early, but
cleaning you out.
Yeah. We'll still get the gist of it. St. Patrick's Day. As we can see here, right here.
When is it?
You must really like the green because you're going early. It's still heart month.
It is not. This show is March.
It's time I get my calendar out.
Time is weird.
Anyway, a day to celebrate, but why? We all normally just use this day to have an excuse to drink green beer and Irish whiskey. But for non-alcoholics, it has more of a meaning. Well,
you mean the Shamrock Shakes from McDonald's? When it works?
Oh shit! I forgot about those.
Those are so good.
Come on,
I can't believe that shake has lasted all these years, but the Arctic Orange has never come back.
No, it didn't. Because there's not an Arctic Orange holiday.
That's bullshit.
No, but you could do the orange.
Anyways, October. if we're not on top of the news in timely manner, this is timely because this is from kegerator.com by Jeff Flowers, March 14th, 2014.
Did you say kegerator?
Kegerator.com.
And flowers in the same sentence.
And 2014.
Yeah. Don't mean just because it's old news, don't mean it's still not good news.
Good, exactly. St. Patrick's Day celebrations include drinking alcohol, and the traditional originated as a feast day. The day honors the death of St. Patrick, a Christian missionary and bishop in Ireland in the 5th century. Drinks associated with St. Patrick's Day, Guinness. Bill knows Guinness. That's the most popular. I used to love that stuff until you get sick on it, and then you won't touch it again.
Our producer loves it, too.
Irish whiskey, used in the tradition of drowning the shamrock. How did the tradition of drinking started? Christians were allowed to break their Lenten restrictions on food and alcohol consumption on St. Patrick's Day, which is Lent, a fast. The feast day evolved into a celebration that includes Irish culture, history, and traditions. Other traditions for St. Patrick's Day, wearing green clothing.
Green nails. Look, I got some green.
Pinching people not wearing green. Pinch, pinch. Eating corned beef and cabbage. Delicious. Drowning Drowning the shamrock by dunking a clover into a glass of whiskey and drinking during a toast.
That one I don't know.
Mm-mm. Yeah, there you go. I'd go out to the yard and pick a couple that are clean.
Mm-hmm. And shovel snow off first.
Why green is associated with Ireland? The color green has become associated with Ireland, and wearing green is supposed to make you invisible to leprechauns, Bill.
Anyone with even a cursory
knowledge of St. Patrick's Day is aware of the fact that the celebration is inexorably tied to the excessive consumption of alcoholic beverages. While some may believe that this is just another example of lively individuals taking advantage of a celebration, there is actually a solid reason why alcohol has long been a part of the holiday that is now celebrated worldwide. While there is a justifiable reason for drinking somewhat excessively in celebration of St. Patrick, there are plenty of misconceptions that surround the history of the holiday and the man in whose honor the celebration occurs. Let's see, I'll just go through the little way much left. Who was St. Patrick? St. Patrick is considered the most recognizable of all patron saints in Ireland, though he was not of Irish descent himself. St. Patrick was born in Great Britain and was first brought to Ireland as a slave, having been captured, taken from his home. He eventually escaped his captors and returned home to Great Britain, where he became a cleric. St. Patrick declared it was a vision that served him as the impetus, whatever that means, for his return to Ireland. saying that the people of Ireland, as though speaking, though one voice called out to him, "We appeal you, the holy servant boy, come and walk among us." Of course, St. Patrick would return, bringing Christianity to the Irish people, who had been polytheistic to that point. Let's see here. How much do we got? I got, oh, there's quite a bit more, but okay. Why people drink on St. Patrick's Day? The feast held an anniversary that he died. Christians were allowed to put aside their Lenten restrictions, food and alcohol consumption.
It's funny. Day. Christians come up with any reason to break their own rules.
Don't well, we? There you go.
Especially to drink.
No, drink and eat. Yeah.
I mean, that's why we have the Night of the Saints.
Oh, my.
The symbol of the shamrock. The celebration of St. Patrick's Day involves many symbols on March 17th. Revelers, worldwide will wear shamrocks in their clothing as part of the celebration. The reason that shamrock has been linked to St. Patrick is because, according to a legend, he used the three leaves of the shamrock to explain the Holy Trinity to the Irish people. In order to display the Irish Christian pride and honor to St. Patrick, Irish people began to wear a shamrock on their clothing. Eventually, this practice evolved into wearing green clothes on the holiday. Now, did he do it with a three-leaf or a four?
Three-leaf. He just said three-leaf. By the way, I got a question on him. He's from Britain. He's
got a
saint,
question on
and
him.
And he was a slave, and he's white.
Yeah. those oxymorons. Oh.
A white slave. I didn't think we had any of that in college today.
It says a constantly evolving tradition. Though there are many misconceptions that surround this holiday, any tradition that celebrates the proud history of a culture is worthwhile. Yes, St. Patrick's Day may just be an excuse for some to drink excessively on a weekday breakfast bill. But to others, it's an opportunity to honor a Christian missionary and the culture tradition he helped to create. I know you like your beer. Shut up. It also provides a welcome respite from the many restrictions that many Catholics place upon themselves during Lent, which is the main reason why the celebration includes an overabundance of many delicious foods and alcoholic drinks. It is also the day in which the old Irish saying rings particularly true. There are only two kinds of people in the world, the Irish and those who wish they were. So belly up and get you some Guinness, Bill.
Well, at least if you don't have the coal on your forehead, it's not the last day of Lent. So,
oh, the Ash Wednesday?
Yeah.
I got to be in the right mood for Guinness, to be honest with you, because we just can't get it.
I can't get in that mood no more. After I got sick, I used to drink it religiously, dude.
Well, the problem with Guinness is that sick it's on it, just and, it, yeah. The imported version of it that we get over here.
Well, when I was drinking it, it was in the cans. When you open the can, there was a nitrogen ping pong ball inside,
yeah.
And it would, you know, when you opened it, and would
carbonate it. I think there was a way you had to open it to get it to work right.
Yeah,
you could mess it up by not doing it right or something. But I would get it in the bottles just because I just can't be bothered.
And Steve always got it in the can.
I did.
You like it in the can, Steve?
Well, depends what we're doing.
It got the in the can. You don't get the
already got a ball in it, so.
Yeah. If you get the ball in it, then yikes.
Do you feel like Steve driving one of them Chevys leaning over it out the window out there?
I've got Detroit lean going, baby.
That's right. Wake up, Malia. Do you like Guinness, Malia?
It's all right. It's not my favorite. It's too dark for me.
Too dark?
Mm-hmm. I like lighter beer.
You like coffee. Everybody usually always says that it tastes like coffee.
Mm-mm. No, it doesn't.
It tastes like lighter.
Black licorice.
Yeah, it's just too dark.
Oh, I love black licorice.
Got one of those dogs that look, what are those big fluffy dogs? I'd name
narrow it down.
Guinness.
Clifford?
Chocolate. I don't know. They look
Guinness
like big
tastes
poodles,
like taking a dirty ashtray,
a gold doodle, or whatever.
No, it doesn't.
And fill it with.
It's got something. A real thick
So who among us sitting here that's not took a swig out of a beer can or a bottle and somebody put a cigarette out in it in one time in your life?
Oh, I've done it to myself.
I have too.
Either cigarette or chewing tobacco, spit in one, drink out of one.
The chewing tobacco is the nasty one.
Forget which one you start with spitting.
That's when you know you're done and you've drank too much for the night.
Oh, no. You can throw that bottle away and start again.
Well, you got to have something to wash that taste out of your mouth.
So. Oh. That's what she said. Anyway.
Maybe to you, she did.
So, anybody got big plans for St. Patrick's Day? Anybody?
Almost no.
I'll work.
I usually just
It's before. Well, St. Patrick's Day is before Matt's day. When is Matt's?
Yeah, it's Matt's. Oh, that'd be the 27th. St. Patrick's Day is on a Monday, the 17th. Or no.
So we'll
it's
have
on a Monday.
We will have to do an honorary toast to St. Patrick's Day while we're there at the.
Well, you can, because Monday is the 17th, and the following Thursday is when we'll be at the Matt Show.
What we need to do, Bill, is do some Irish Boilermakers. Jameson shot dropped in a glass of Guinness and see how many we can put down.
I like shot I like glasses. how we both. Talk shit about all the fun we're going to have down there the show.
And I'm not letting you sleep this year, bitch. You are going to
whatever, dude. You're in the hotel.
No. That's because like you guys are, I'm tired, I'm hungry, we're fat, and so I'm going to bed.
Look who's fucking talking. I need to get back and let my belly flop out.
We'll see. We'll see.
Okay. All right.
I want to know who's going to take
you keep up, breakfast, Bill.
I want to know who's
going to be one hungover, bitch, the next day, and you ain't going to breakfast.
I want to know who's going to take pictures of the wreck when we drive by it this time.
Let it go, Dave.
I'm going to mount cameras all over my
truck. On the truck, so just so it records.
Damn truck's going to look like the Google vehicle.
I'm going to get the dash cams, put them up in each corner of the windshield. There you go. One on the back.
So we got something to talk about.
We are never going to get another.
And then I'll forget to hit record.
Of course you will.
But you know, that's what Bill's laughing because he knows that's exactly what we're doing. You get prepared for something and get it
by
all
the way,
set up,
it's
and then
never
going to
happen.
You forget.
By the way, I did put one on the top of my Jeep when we were down at Jamboree, and I did record. I did drive in and hit it on the GoPro. So
did you?
Yeah. And then I put one on the front of the golf cart, so when we drove around, I could record too, and so I didn't have to stand there and hold my phone all the time. And we'll do that again this year down to Matt's because we're going out.
I need to
see the ride and
shine.
I knew
we'd be in town. And
do you know there's a barbecue and we've never made the barbecue out there at the ride?
There's a bunch of them.
And why? Because we're always too damn tired.
No, it's because we're in doing the show all day. We don't get outside. We don't move around.
Oh, the barbecue's during the show?
It's all day.
Well, no. They pissed me off last time because I went out there to get it. Oh, we're not serving yet. Is it ready?
You mean out the front door they weren't ready?
Yeah. I said, is it ready? He goes, yeah, but they won't let us serve till. I said, all right, give me some barbecue.
No, that's right. The expo gets, right. They get to sell their food all day, and then at a certain time, then you can go out
there. Yeah, a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
Boy, they're just as bad as Bucky's with you. Your argument is with the expo center and not
well, it's the same as Bucky's.
Don't you mention that foul word on this program.
Bucky's?
Yeah, get my 10 pounds of brisket.
I'm going to get
it's
me
too early in the morning,
but I'm going to change the B to an F.
For all the things that we should Bucky's. Be pissed off at Bucky's about, we're mad because they wouldn't sell him a side of fucking brisket.
Language.
At 10 o'clock. Gotta wait till 11.
Yeah. That's remember going into McDonald's? Breakfast stops at 10:30. Well, it's 10:40. Come on. I want an Egg McMuffin.
What'd you do with the stuff you didn't sell? Huh?
That's right. Wasn't it Adam Sandler that had the movie Dad or Big or something where he went and screamed at him because the boy wanted pancakes? He was being the dad.
Yeah.
Boy peed on the floor. He put newspaper down.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we should probably draw this gem to a close. Yeah.
Well, everybody, be safe celebrating St. Patrick's Day. Don't drink and drive.
No, it's a Monday. Cook all your food and beer instead. Uber. I took all my St. Patrick's Day food in Yingling. It's so good.
Especially if you take the corned beef and put it out there on the flat top.
What you do is you get a black and tan Yingling, pour it in your crock pot, and get some big ballpark beef hot dogs.
See, now that stuff's good.
I
now,
do brats. There
was dogs and black and tan. Oh, yeah, it's delicious.
I cut brats in half and roll them in flour and stuff, fry them, and then throw them in the crock pot.
I roll something in flour, onions, but it wasn't yingling.
There was a hot dog place called Lunds years ago. Lunds that boiled all their hot dog and beers.
Lunds, L-U-N-T-Z, yep.
Yeah.
I cook my corned beef in England, too. I'm going
to have to get me some black and tan now.
And then I cook.
I knew I'd do it. I knew it.
So I get my
I'm making fried cabbage this weekend, just because I haven't done that in a long time.
I don't make fried cabbage. I cook my cabbage.
We can talk about food all day, Bill.
Yeah, I know we could. That's why
we need to do it. We need to do a food. I think next week we're going to do a food episode.
What kind of food?
I don't know.
Bray, our favorite St. Patrick's Day dish.
Yeah,
just your favorite dish.
Just
should we cook
dish?
It and still we have is, all
I
the
have too many. I can't
smells going on in our room while we
well there's something there's something the audience
I'll really cook it and eat mine.
There's something the audience could get back with us on. Tell us what kind of dishes you want us to talk about, and we might even make
we got barbecue kings, we got grill kings, we got flat top kings, we got kings of all kinds here.
And then you got the queen of them all.
And then the queen that gets out there and bring me my damn food, woman.
Give me my waffles and ice cream.
I love
you. I want my waffles and ice cream, and don't you mess around.
I told her this week, Dave.
Pecans on the side.
I tried to get everybody out here to tell me what they take on the road.
And I sent her a thing back, Dave. I said, I hope you get fat.
Well, he sent me this girl with this big booty, and he's
I said, you're gonna have junk in your truck. You're gonna get a fat butt.
All right,
I said,
guys.
Yeah, the scales broke at 160.
Get a hold of us.
It's broke.
Get us up. Get a hold of us. Hit us up on the socials. Email the show at 3ftpodcast.org. We will be back next
week. Like and subscribe.
Yep, like and subscribe if you're into the YouTube thing. Which
and come see us at Matt's.
And come see us at Matt's.
Please.
We'll be back next week. Until then, I've been Bill.
And your buddy, Dave.
I've been Malia.
And I've been Steve. Thanks for stopping by. Have a wonderful week.
When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.